Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's very unpleasant.
Yeah, as am I.
It's very dark.
No, but you don't
dark.
Like unpleasant. Like,
no, I do, though. I do.
You know, Rob likes a good movie.
If you want to see Adam Sandler really trying to act.
Is it darker than Billy Madison? And also, he's carrying a bag of oranges when he's shot. Oranges are symbolic in that movie.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mr. Cinema.
I love this guy. Wow.
Citrus.
All right.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I like to fancy myself as a Floridian, but I think really there are times when I realize I am not a Floridian. So I have to share this story that, as you know, last week the boys were very kind to let me have a few days off so I could play in the Cocoonville Invitational golf tournament. And one of the things I noticed,
that's the one.
Do I wish it was in Sawgrass? Probably not. I wouldn't fare that well.
You put the ass in Sawgrass. Yeah.
Sawgrass ass.
Everyone pays.
So I was really pleased to be out there. Now, I haven't done this for at least a decade. I haven't played in one of these kind of tournaments. I just don't do it. I'm not a big boys trip guy.
Is that the reason why you were drawn away from it?
Because you had like three hip surgeries and you're immobile for like
surgeries,
half a decade.
Moving out of the DC area where, the guys that play in this, I have daughters, they have sons.
Right.
They have places they go back to where there's
a
golf
toddler.
Club. I didn't have any of that. So, but when I met my buddy Ole, rapidly it came together. And I said, well, you should play. I'll play in it. If you want to play in it, I'll do it. We'll do it. And we had a fantastic time. What I also wasn't used to, and I don't know if it shows up out here, was the 1, 2, 3, 4 days of not only playing out in the sun, the Florida sun, which as we approach springtime is getting more and more intense down here.
Sure.
But also eating lunch outside, standing outside, being outside. So two things happened regarding that. I think I'm pretty responsible about putting sunscreen on. What I didn't do was put sunscreen on either the top of my head, where even with a nice head of hair at my advanced age,
it's rough.
You've got
a pergola up there. Let's be honest.
It's a little thin.
Yeah.
It's a little thin. Yeah, so that the top of my head burned. Yeah. You guys can relate
and
to that.
Has it gotten to a peeling stage yet?
Not really, because I don't know. It was just, it doesn't.
The weird thing about when you,
that's why I've got my hair.
When you sunburn your head, and I'm very familiar with this, the little sprigs of hair that you do have remaining tends to hold the skin when it peels. So it's weird coming off because it's like, it's like, you know how like when you set concrete and you put like pins in it or iron rods so the concrete sets solidly?
Yeah.
That's the way the skin holds to your head. Mm. So it requires like some definite scrubbing to get it clean. So I just wear a hat or I mostly stay in the basement.
You know, I'll ask Carla to look. I'll give you an update tomorrow. I'll ask Carla to look and check me out.
Self-quarantine.
Yeah, self-quarantine.
Something that used to make me laugh at lifeguards was that, back in the day, like all the movies where you'd see the zinc on the nose.
Yeah, you need
the
it.
White zinc. And
it.
Then you'd see the zinc on the lower lip.
Yep.
And you see that for people that are like fishermen.
Well,
Oscar, fishermen. Oscar was a lifeguard, so he can probably comment to this.
So, Mike, I used to also think, I was like, oh, I'm making it all about you with this effing, all this sunscreen on your face.
Right.
But I learned after my first summer, these jerks are just trying to save some pain.
Yep. I think on 2, maybe 3 occasions have had a sunburned lower lip. And I'm looking
Was it when you were really sad?
You can't even smile.
So you were brooding.
No, you can't even smile. You will crack your lip. Yeah, it's so painful.
It's bad news.
It's not a fun thing to have. And
I see. You know, it's distressed.
Oh my God, that looks like it's a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, there was a drunk lady at the auction the other night.
What?
Who was so drunk her tongue was sticking out. Mm. Have you ever seen anybody that S face?
No.
Where she's going like this. She's going like this.
No. I saw someone like that at the the second floor bathroom mirror here at Podcast Village.
Yeah. You do look like that kind of. Yeah. You're like,
I'd never seen either one of you so loaded that you.
Well, you never picked him off a floor.
No, it's true.
Was he showing his tongue when he did that?
No,
too,
but you know what? It was the look of if I don't have enough motor skills. Like, I'm taking a picture and I'm sad, Rob. But if I knew there was no picture taken of me, my jaw would have dropped because my motor skills are completely off.
Yeah, my vanity superseded my drunkenness. Yeah. It looked like a serious selfie more than anything.
Well, anyway, the moral of the story is don't forget the lip. If you're like going out for a day of charter fishing, don't forget the lip.
Right.
That lady,
the lip is very sensitive. You don't think of it. I put sunscreen on my nose, on my ears, on my neck, on my arms, on my legs. I put it everywhere, but I don't. Put it on the lip.
Is there like a chapstick sunscreen for lip application?
They're all SPF.
Okay.
You can get different levels on there if you'd like.
They're easy peasy.
You love your chapstick.
And Mike, the other person that loves the zinc, you know how Mike has these pervert tendencies where he'll watch women crossbow fish but in a bikini?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody has their internet preferences. But I wouldn't call that perverted.
Yeah, but he hides it from his wife, so it makes it a little weird, right?
That makes it more fun, maybe.
I don't necessarily hide it as much as she comes into the room and I go, click.
Yeah.
Yes. So, why are you staring at iTunes?
It's the reason that on my YouTube page, Oscar taught me how to disengage.
They don't have the history. You don't have the history.
Right. The history. Yeah, which kind of bums me out.
Yeah, because sometimes you want to find a favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Well, sometimes, you know, when it's like, thank you, YouTube, for popping that one up in my first box.
Oh, yeah. Recommendations. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would have been lovely. You video. I would have enjoyed that.
She wears a lot of zinc.
The sunfish lady?
The lady that does the fishing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot. All
crossbow
right places.
Fishing. By the way, a very barbaric form of fishing.
Really?
Of course. Well, the odds are the fish is not coming, back to his fishy friends in the sea after that.
But what if
arrow goes shooting through?
But is she not fishing for food?
Yeah.
Doesn't she go home and cook up?
It's sustenance.
I read that she uses, like the Native American, she uses 97% of the kill.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, so what are those scale shoes you're wearing? Oh,
exactly.
Those are from the fish eyes.
It's made of table, Mike.
Her necklace is made of fish eyes.
I just know these beads aren't beads. Well, let me go to my YouTube.
They're fish eyes.
Let me see. Because YouTube still pops some things on there. And most of my YouTube now, I have to be
Was
very
it the crossbow Contessa?
I don't think that was it.
Oh. Let me see here.
Something like that, right? She likes she likes teal. And she's got great core strength because she'll stand up on the end of that. That was at the bow of the boat.
Sure.
And then she'll like, and I'm like, she's going to fall.
Do you have anything that YouTube always tries to push on you? The YouTube is always trying to push
Dean
Martin roast
on me. Well,
no,
because I don't have the history. They're really not pushing anything.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I always get Dean Martin roast. Always, always, always. That's not really
my
thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Those for a while. I got Rickles. I got Rickles out the wall.
Yeah, you click three Rickles and you're married to them for the rest of your life.
I'm going to the page right now to see what I have.
I also get Faces of Death. Not really.
Here's why a used Porsche Panamera is a sub $30,000 car. Conan.
I look at those cars. It's nice.
Conan roasting his staff for 10 minutes straight. Golf, two keys to compressing your iron shots.
Oh, I like that.
How you doing? And then something we watched the other day at the boat show over in Fort Lauderdale. The king of center consoles, the Cigarette Tirana.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. It has 450 horsepower outboard engines on it. I mean, if I could get a ride in it.
2,700 horsepower.
And by the way. I think I'm not sure what the name of the guy is that does these videos. Oscar.
Yes.
All right. What are we doing? I mean, some of these guys that have a million views are going to these. And this guy's going, man, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome, man. That's awesome.
And he's Mike, going, that's awesome. And I'm like going, you're the guy that's taking these videos with a million plus views, you know, by just taking your camera out to the boat
Mike,
show.
Mike, all these those million people that viewed that, they all vote.
Well, all I know is I think on the weekend, you and I could, and after Corona passes,
I don't think,
you and I could get on a plane, go somewhere with a camera and make a pretty damn good video.
I think you're absolutely right. But this is the deal. You have been and you've earned a certain type of lifestyle where you want to do things when you want to do them. And these gentlemen have to slog across the country and get access to either private property like boats that people own that are luxurious.
But he's already in Florida. He doesn't have to slog. He's there.
Or I would say around the world, like these car guys. They go around the country. From private collections to, I would say, houses.
They're such dullards, though.
I understand
that. Because they really, all I would have to be, even if you had a little humor with it, you know? Now, by the way, there are good car guys and there are bad car guys. Yeah. There are guys
DeMuro is my go-to.
That guy does a review of an automobile that covers, correct me if I'm wrong, all of the bases. He has product knowledge. Yeah. He knows what a car is. He knows the terminology to use. This guy's on this amazing boat going, hey, Peter, how you doing? It's me again. How are you? Let me look at this boat again. Boy, this is awesome.
When is the Annapolis Boat Show traditionally? In the spring?
October,
right? This October. Yeah.
What about the one at the DC
Armory?
This
October, you come up here, Mike, and let's go do a beta test of one of these videos.
Sure. All right, so we've got...
You know nothing about boats.
My father owns a boat.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you know boats. Well, my dad's a doctor. Doesn't mean I'm a doctor.
You need a guy to write for you.
Right?
Yeah.
No, this
is Bristol.
Am I
write that?
Steve Valanche. You know, you're not going to write. You don't write. This is Bruce Valanche or whoever
Steve
Valanche
is Les' funny brother.
Right.
If we do the boat show, we can knock out 8 of these videos and start your Michael Mara boat.
You know what it's
going to
be? But the thing is, down here, it would be better you come to me the next time they have the Miami boat show.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. There's a little more sizzle at the Miami boat show.
Oh, I bet.
Lots of blow. Skiing. Blow at the boat
was
show.
Was that a cocaine reference?
Well, sure. I just figure that's what happens down there.
Yeah, look in the glove box.
Guess what's here?
Yeah.
Show number 2416.
And here are the keys.
Tisk Tisk is on my YouTube page.
Oh, that's cool.
So this show is on my YouTube page. Then there's a...
Where's the crossbow Contessa?
I don't see her. Couple build shipping container home.
Oh, I love those container homes.
All right.
Probably
have you seen
low
ceilings. What I'm talking about?
Yeah, I love
What?
Probably low ceilings in a container home. Because how tall are they?
They're pretty big, actually.
You've heard... I've never watched this. So it's on my page, but I've never... A container home. It's a shipping container.
Maybe
it's
something from the show where I said I've said on the program that I should have bought a container and just lived in that because that's what I live in.
Although you know what is that he's getting so many varied things. Maybe YouTube is sort of just trolling him to figure out what he likes.
Maybe he searched this.
Could be. But if he has no history, how would they know?
I've got the top 10 largest crocodiles in the world.
Well, that's you and your kid.
Mm-hmm.
I have that. Jeff Ross, audience speed roast.
Of course.
Always very funny. Bahamas Poker Run 2019. And what it appears to be is a lady with a beer and a thong and a pig on the beach.
That's up your alley.
Yeah, it's that one. See that one? It's from the Florida Powerboat Club.
Ooh.
Then it's got, Chris Clafford's cover of Imagine might make you cry. So
that's all classy.
Yeah.
I've got a fighting and hockey documentary. I've got Jimmy Kimmel. I've got a Hellcat 1960.
Even if you erase your history.
Excuse me. Johnny Interrupto. I was just in the middle of saying what I have here.
Are you listening to
Can you
man?
Hear me okay?
I can, but it's just it struck me rather out of the blue. Even if you've erased your history, how does it kind of know you?
Well, because that's a good... Maybe you can answer
that
question.
Okay, so you have to actively go in and clear that out, if you'd like, as far as the dashboard's concerned.
Okay.
But for your recent views...
You know what it might be? Hold on. I have an answer to that. It might be the next video after the one I looked at.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I know they do that.
That might
too,
pop up after I'm done with that. So it's boring. It's just
it doesn't
Triumph
have enough
the Insult
information.
Comic Dog is up here.
Maybe they don't give your history, but they'll give you but maybe you'll like this.
Oh, I found a Michael Mara wonderful positive search. Olympic athletes who ruin their careers.
Brutal.
That's
absolutely brutal.
Deep dive.
But other than that, nothing really exciting. At all.
Yeah, but
nothing.
Mike, you can do better than this. And mm-hmm. and I have to tell you that this is not a singular conversation that's just germane to here, because I've had this conversation with other talent saying, how the F do these F sticks have 2 million views on these car shows? It's because they started early, just like we did in podcasting. Or they have another advantage that we don't know about. Like their dad is Enzo Ferrari. They just don't use a Ferrari last name. So there's all this like black magic on the back end that
there's
you have
a couple
to account
living
for.
In a shipping container that has 6.1 million views.
Are you willing to make that sacrifice?
We have 272.
Are you willing to make that sacrifice?
No. I'm going to do what I do, which is provide this fabulous entertainment every day.
No one's
and not
asking
have
you
272
for more.
Views.
Maybe we should broadcast from a shipping container.
And by the way, you're looking at the wrong videos, because on Facebook we have thousands of views.
This is true.
Well, but I want more on.
I want more on YouTube. Right, we all want yeah. more, Mike. Yes. I completely understand, and we're here as well for that.
Okay, the Chris Clafford's cover of yes. Imagine on America's Got Talent. 48 million people. That's national television.
Why don't
that's,
we do this? Why don't we do story. This, Mike? Let's do like a
triumph the insult.
Let's do a sweep
sweep.
Let's do a sweep sweep. Sweep sweep.
All right.
Okay.
You come up here and you do the show
now,
from the studio.
You know what? That's your little trick for me. No, not me come up there. Okay.
He does
none of this
like
involves
that.
Me coming up there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
None of this. All right. You know, more views, more of that. I'm offering this from here.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
what
okay.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, sweeps week. You guys want to come down here?
Yeah.
I'm getting a brand new studio
yeah.
that, yes. that yeah. I need help yeah. Making perfect. Uh-huh. And you know what? It's March up there.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful down. No, I'm not asking you to get on a plane. No, I'm not asking either
well,
one
the
of
flights
you
are
to
cheap.
Get on a plane.
The flights
like
are cheap. Like,
yeah, exactly.
The
flights
yeah,
are
yeah,
super
yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, yeah. We should get, maybe we should
we
get on
share,
that.
We could share
you
a compartment
know what, how
on
would
a train.
I feel, how would I feel if both of you flew down here to do some a week of shows?
I would feel great
is,
about that. That'd
which
be great.
Is,
I'd love to leave Shannon.
How would I feel? You're more than willing to talk about it if you'd like to talk about
it.
Maybe we can do it in the first break. Oscar had a morning with his wife. Let me say this. If both of you got on a plane, came down here
yes.
to do a show in Florida for yes. a week and stayed just down the road, and we, you know, we enjoyed the Florida sights.
Why would we have to stay
sun.
Outside of your home? You have like an extra bedroom. We can
if you
want to
sleep in the same bed.
Yeah,
you
not
we've,
bad.
We've
well,
done
actually,
it before.
There's a pullout. There's yeah. a pullout and a guest room, so you could both stay. That's the truth. You could both stay there.
We're not above that.
No.
But if I did that, like in the next week or two, and you two got
Corona?
The COVID.
Oh, but you know what?
How would I feel about that?
Sweeps week.
And also
local podcast.
What if we all quarantined together?
Reconfirmed.
Yes. 2 weeks yeah,
and
we
not to
leave
mention
those.
You, but you, now that you brought it up, you bring that into my house. But
and,
I have
and then
about,
you're on with Craig yeah. Melvin. Then you're on national television. Be like, Mike, we used to know each other in D.C. Looks like you and your buddies on the podcast are all
yeah,
quarantined.
We're all quarantined.
Yeah, it's a great human interest story.
Beautiful thing. And then
here
we,
it is.
One of us kills each other.
That's always in my back pocket. Yeah. Of that should happen.
You're not going
maybe
Mike,
this
you're
year.
Not in the danger zone. You're right. You're 60. You're not 70 with respiratory problems.
I think it would be good shows if you guys
if we
came
all
down,
got the coronavirus and came down and just lived uh-huh. our lives
mm-hmm.
and did shows.
I'm not talking about Corona. I'm just talking about.
No, I thought you said go be, get the Corona and then come
no,
down.
No. I said come down and do shows.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That would be.
Well, that's
you know,
not as
come,
fun.
Come down yeah. here.
Okay.
Come
well,
down
fun
here.
Is not the word. It just
I mean,
doesn't
you know,
have the,
as,
it doesn't
sexy.
Have the cachet.
Yeah, the cachet. Yeah,
exactly.
Cachet.
Exactly. As we all are in the same room together.
Well, think about
for
it.
For 3 weeks.
Mike, did you watch any of the Today Show this morning?
No, I didn't have the pleasure.
So they had, last night, Nightly News, maybe?
Don't watch NBC.
Okay.
I watch MSNBC election coverage.
They had the flight breakdowns of how much cheaper flights are. From if I wanted to go to Los Angeles from D.C., the flights are down roughly 30%. From
how is attendance? I mean, how is the
they're
sales?
Empty. They're ghost
okay.
flights.
Okay, they're ghost flights.
And then you've got from New York to Chicago down 70%.
Really?
Cost-wise.
Wow.
So
we'll check out the flights and let me know tomorrow.
Fort Myers.
Are, you know?
Yep.
To Fort Myers.
But you're cool with this.
Like coming down
if
here?
If we came down literally this weekend.
If you came down this weekend
yes.
And we were able to, if it coincided with furniture coming down to do, I'd have three people to set up a studio.
Oh, the furniture, it's a moving target. Arriving at your house. We might not be there for the furniture.
Let's see, I'd rather have you coordinate with the furniture.
You just want us to build your studio.
No, that's not that's true. It just would kill two birds with one stone.
You don't
want
to do the show with us. You want us to work for you.
No, I want to do the show with
you.
Would
you two quit bickering?
But this I would want to do the show.
This is a good thing.
The show
this
again.
Is a great
to
time to come down here, by the way.
Yes.
This is, I mean, wouldn't
come
you like to come down?
My ass, monkeys.
Wouldn't you like to come down where it's 88 degrees?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get a little break from what you've had.
Maybe I'll see sunshine when we're running cable. Maybe, if we're lucky. Maybe. I thought we were going to be friends.
What game is he playing with me right now?
I thought you were inviting us.
Will you take a pause for a moment?
Yes.
Okay. Here's something that I realized.
By the way, we don't need furniture. We can do it.
Sure. At the coffee table.
And I can basically, we can set it up out in the living room.
Oh.
I can do it that way.
I love it.
When you were out for a few days last week, I realized something. Sometimes when Oscar is really ready to go, he will launch into an argument arguing both sides. So
I understand.
So he will, no matter what
he
you say.
It's hard to follow.
It is. And you know what? It's because you and I have a more organized, debate-oriented mind.
Yeah.
And he comes in swinging a cat of nine tails,
and
you don't know what
you
to
come
do.
Down, I'd rather have you come down like on a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Cheaper flight.
Yep.
Pony, next Wednesday. What do we got?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday? Well, you know what? We'll figure this out.
This is what I'm asking you to do. All right? Yeah. Connect A and B, please.
Did you hear Pony? Even when he wasn't at, Pony just wasn't tasked with anything and already deferred
the
responsibility. That was, if we could play that back, we'll have to look into the
TPS reports.
Listen,
this is there's a place called Orbitz. Go to orbitz.com.
And then, hey, you don't. No. You're giving them a free ad. I hope we get a travel company on here.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be Orbitz. It could be any of them.
But I have to give them specific
directions.
I've always
wanted Trivago.
I have to give them specific directions.
Don't
go to Trivago.com, right?
You want me to do it?
I'll do it. In the date and see how much it costs from the D.C. area and do airports
around.
Right now, before we go to break.
And while he does that, Mike, breaking news from Maddie Masiello in the control room.
Yes.
Yes.
Referring back to our YouTube discussion. It reads, when I was uploading the video on the TMOS YouTube channel the other day, a recommended video for me was called, quote, Four Midgets Relay Race Against a Camel, close quote. She says it was riveting.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you enjoy it, Maddie?
It was fed. The ending blew my mind. Mm-hmm. That's
okay,
all I got.
Spoiler alert, who won?
Wow.
The camel, but by a hair.
Ah! I'll tease a little bit, much like that movie we both enjoyed, Oscar. The ending blows your mind. All right, so here it is. Let's find out.
Right.
And it would be.
I do too.
And if it does, look, I'm not. Yes. Would the selfish part of me love to have some hands that. Not as much labor as you think for that.
Well, we don't have
the idea of someone else putting is something
build it.
Where.
The gentleman's
you know
going to build it.
Yes.
That's for sure.
But the gentleman's not going to do the wiring.
Cabling and that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be easy.
But that's easy.
I'm ready to get out of here.
Boom,
bam, boom, bam. And there is. Plenty of room. And one of you could, we'll give Rob the bed because he's bigger.
Yeah.
And we'll give you the pullout.
And I'll be spending most of my life.
That's what I do at home, Mike. Half the time.
The duration of my life will be spent.
What do we got, Pony?
Anyway, so I should prepare.
$210.
Round trip?
Yep.
Are you sure?
$210 round trip?
Maddie,
$420 to get both of you down.
You can read
English.
Shop. This is just going down. So not round trip.
So not round trip.
So not round trip. God.
Who, Ted? Right. You know how much flight should cost?
And also, Pony, is this on a plane? Just checking.
Yes, this
that's
is on an airplane.
That's $1,000. We can't afford it.
No,
no.
If it was like fly anytime for $89, okay, I'm good.
Find out. Keep an eye on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that is not next week or whatever. That's whenever
Mike,
you two would like to do.
I was thinking of going to Los Angeles for $189. That's what they quoted.
Okay,
round trip to Los Angeles.
Well, I'd rather have you come down here.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a time if you're willing to put your loved ones in peril and you don't care about your own immune system.
That's the thing. I don't want to put you two on a plane though, and I know
well,
you
also.
The good of the show, but that's why do it? Why put yourself?
I would fret spending that time and bringing it into your home with your son. That's my concern.
I agree with you.
No, those kids are actually the best built for this.
All right, how about
kids
we make
aren't getting it.
May we make this arrangement?
Yes.
Once this thing runs its course, and it will.
Yeah.
Within the year.
A couple months. Yeah.
Or better yet, spring or fall.
Yes.
Like early fall, I think I would like to do that. And by the way, I don't mind saying this right now on the show for those of you who are, you know, knocking on our door about when we are going to announce our weekend and our date for our live show next year. I'm sorry, folks, but we are responding to everything as well.
Of course.
And we are waiting to see.
We're a holding pattern.
What the lay of the land is. And I hate to make that announcement, but it's the truth. We don't know. We hopefully will have an answer sooner than later to know what's going on. But we are one small operation, and it costs a lot of money to lay this thing all out. And we can't commit to that until we know what this transportation world is going to be like.
You know me, people. As soon as I know that this thing's getting crested and clear, we'll make the announcement, and you get your good flights for good prices.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Yes. So what have we accomplished here?
Well, I know that Pony doesn't know how to use the internet.
Mike, your passion for the show still burns.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Oh. Hi, Dirk. Hello.
Taking a phone call.
Oh, yeah, there's a phone call coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
We can't hear her.
Hello.
Maybe the gate on your, or the volume on your phone. Like he's trying to put the phone.
All right. It's a robocall.
Robocall.
Well, I don't care for that.
Robocalls.
It's for my respiratory supplies.
Oh.
Because I have a CPAP machine. Does that mean I'm a pre-existing condition person?
No, you're just overweight.
That means I'm at a greater threat of this virus?
No. You're obese. Just like my mom.
Well, and you know what? And that's a thing too. I noticed that. The overweight.
Yeah, but that's not the same category.
No.
I was watching a deep dive on it today. I don't want to talk about it right now.
We'll obesity is an epidemic. We don't talk about that the way we're talking about the coronavirus.
Hold on a second. We do have to go to break. As far as the travel is concerned, we've accomplished nothing.
Nothing.
Not a thing. All right. We'll take a break. Then I will continue to be interrupted when we come back on the other side of the break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Listen, I'm going to join the army.
What? Did you sign any shit?
No, but this week I will. I got to do a Rhiannon first.
Rhiannon? What about your mother?
Her too.
Are you nuts? You want to get sent to Iraq?
Afghanistan. The army's probably good for my career.
You don't have a career.
Right. My ultimate goal is to qualify for helicopter pilot training. Afterwards, go to work for Trump or somebody. Be their personal pilot.
Yeah. I'm not even going to tell your mother about this. And don't you do nothing until we've had another chance to talk. You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't tell you. He spent $200 on a set of CDs that teach Arabic.
Jesus Christ, come on. Shish kebab. What else do you need to know?
As your parents, we don't feel joining the army is in your best interest.
This country is in a crisis.
How can one soldier stop it?
When my enlistment's up, I could join the CIA or something. And with a military background, I'd have a leg up. And as an Arabic speaker, I'd be really useful.
I don't understand. You're going to ask the Donald for some time off from your pilot job to go on CIA missions?
Everything's a joke to you.
I'm not having a good time.
Ah, good times. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hello, fellow travelers. This is the Mike O'Mara Show from the Podcast Village Studios and from Southwest Florida and all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We love our listeners from all over, places like Marlton, New Jersey, Norman, Oklahoma, Washtenaw, Washington, Eva Beach, Hawaii, San Juan, Puerto Rico, and San Pedro, Belize. Or Pedro. I think it's Pedro. Yes, sir. Or, as they say in Napoleon Dynamite, Pedro. That's right. Yes. Vote for Pedro. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. The rates keep on dropping. Mortgage rate interest rates have now hit an 8-year low due to the corona panic. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has dropped to 3.375%. Obviously, the time to act is now. In fact, applications to refi are up 165% annually, and you don't want to miss the boat. And boats, you know, are safer than planes.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Especially, but if you're on a boat, stay on a boat.
Stay on the boat, yes. The big boats aren't.
Yes.
But this is Cornerstone. We're not talking about cruise.
No, of course not. It's silly.
With total household debt nearing $14 trillion and tappable home equity reaching an all-time high, you must act now.
When?
Take cash now. Take cash out or save stacks of cash by securing a lower rate. Call our buddy Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today. His number, 202-625-1221, or visit online at cornerstonefirst.com. I can personally endorse Cornerstone. Truly great. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Call and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Let's do the mailbag, because if we don't do the mailbag, we will not get to it.
Mailbag.
Then we can move on. We can talk about Corona again, but everybody's talking about that. I'm getting burned to a crisp. Yeah,
but Mike, we're doing happy talk.
Yes.
Happy talk.
We're not. This isn't like a first alert situation. It's not wash your hands. It's what could we do? How could we take advantage of the current situation?
How can we help you?
$49 to Boston, Mike. The lowest fare I've been able to find.
Can't even drive there that cheap.
Right?
Right.
$49 crazy. From D.C. to Boston.
From D.C. to Boston.
Yeah, but, you know, wouldn't you? We'll talk about it.
I had friends or family.
I'm almost ready to put down the mailbag here. Are there people in the audience right now saying, put down the mailbag and talk about the coronavirus?
No, we're just saying this is opportunity, Mike. Is it worth your life?
Yeah.
Is it worth your life? Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, healthy people.
That's what I would say.
Are not going to die if they get coronavirus.
It depends on who you are. If you are in the danger zone, don't go. Right. But if you're young, maybe.
Thank you. Thank you, people. Now let's open up the mailbag. Brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Wednesday. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and assorted interns, I'm a longtime listener and bonus show subscriber. I'm writing to offer Mike some keto insight. I'm at the point in my life as a fat guy, a gay fat guy at that, that I desperately want to be thin. The straw that broke the camel's back was when, or the body that broke the camel's back.
Oh, dear.
Was when one of my typically thin, bitchy gay friends told me, you really need to get down to effing weight before summer. Or is being all alone your deal?
Oh,
wow. Oh, I guess gay people can be cruel.
Tough love.
That cruel statement hit me hard and made me reevaluate things, so I decided to do something. Since January 2nd, I've lost 30 pounds following a keto diet and getting in 45 minutes of cardio a day. Also, there are some things I have learned along the way that I want to share with you. There are three substitute sweeteners that most keto people use. Maltitol.
I believe that's right, maltitol.
That'll make you S your pants like it's your job. Xylitol can cause some intestinal distress, but not bad. And erythritol, the most common one derived from sugar alcohols that has essentially no effect. With Rebel ice cream, it's not the sweetener that's the problem. Chicory root fiber is the main filler ingredient. And let me tell you this, it will run through you like bad berries through a goose. I almost S'd myself in my brand new car thanks to Rebel ice cream and its chicory root. Keep at it, Mike. It's worth it. I feel better. I look better. And who knows? Maybe I'll be down to effing weight by the summer. That's Joel in Richmond. That's a good letter.
Chicory
Thank
root.
Thank you.
Did you ever know that? That was a surprise to me.
I had no idea, but you know, after it's just like any other program. If you stick with it and you stay with it, I think it has cumulative effect.
I've never heard effing weight, that term, before. Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Gentlemen and Maddie, I have an odd question for you. Let me get a little light on the subject here. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice.
But it's something I haven't heard covered before on the show. Here's the story. At my office, we have a colleague who is kind of a nudge, but overall he's okay. Last week after a regular staff meeting, I was putting my computer away, and I noticed that something had dropped out of his pocket.
Ooh.
I picked it up and started walking to his cubicle. It was a small device that looked a bit like a beeper. Just as I was thinking, who carries a beeper anymore, I saw the name Nielsen on the back.
Ooh.
He wasn't at his desk, but I left it beside his keyboard. A quick Google search explained to me that this schlemiel is part of a Nielsen family, and the device is the monitor that picks up what he listens to on the radio or watches on TV. So my question, is it worth the time and effort to introduce TMOS to this guy? This is a tough cost-benefit analysis. I don't particularly want to go through the effort to buddy up with him, but if his participation can help the show, I'll fall on that grenade. Thanks, Anonymous in North Carolina. I don't have the answer to that.
Look, sir, we all know that it's tough to make friends at work. And if you're already on, like, good grounds, we would do a service to this show if you just went to the people you liked and said, hey, let me see your phone, subscribe to this podcast.
Right.
That would be about it.
That's all you have to do.
Then you don't have to deal with anybody that has a beeper.
Because we have our own metric system where we measure our audience. With a podcast, it's easy.
Literally
to
ask them to go ahead to their podcast app, whatever they're using, and if they don't know what it is, tell them what it is, and then or they just download our app. That's it.
You know, I have an experience with this after the Invitational this past weekend where, you know, I had a guy, a British guy that was one of the partners of one of the guys that was playing. And he knew of me, but he had not listened to the podcast. And he came back the next day, and I got it from maybe three or four people down here in Cocoonville where I tell them where it is. I show it to them on my phone, and then they go and listen, and they dig it. And it's really, really gratifying to get that. That's the way we'd love all of our listeners to do that. If you know somebody who you think is a smart person, has got a great sense of humor, share this podcast with them. Use your smartphone. Show them where to get it. That's all we ask.
Don't be shy.
And my takeaway from this is, again, the ratings of the networks and the radio is accurate and trustworthy because the man who has the beeper dropped it in a meeting.
our next letter says, guys, regarding Maryland, there are a bunch of states that have already approved the abolishment of daylight savings and even more with bills pending. Everyone would then have to wait for the Fed to change the Uniform Time Act. Jim Moore from Olney, Maryland.
We discussed this while you were gone, that Maryland was talking about getting rid of daylight saving time. And we were wondering how that would affect people that like went from Maryland to D.C. Mm-hmm. Would there be an hour time difference? So it has to be a national thing for it to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'll move to that. Sounds like they're going to.
Probably.
Guys, I would like to say thank you to Oscar. The other day he mentioned binge watching a show on Netflix called Formula One Drive to Survive.
Yes.
Just seeing the first show makes me wish I could drive. And Oscar, in case you're interested, if you go to F1experiences.com, you can sign up there to actually pay to ride in a special two-seater Formula One race car.
Oh, damn.
Thanks, Pod Gods. Laker Toby. So that must have been something you were talking about when I was gone.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's in its second season. It chronicles the F1 racing circuit. I guess the best way to put it is that
that's a surprising impression. I didn't know you did that one.
The 24-hour the 24-hour series for HBO Boxing that really that lays down all the storyline of the fighters, even though if you don't know them. that is so perfect.
Try to go higher because they're so even higher. Yeah. Than
he's doing this with his mouth. There's no sound effects machine. So, please.
What if we all did it?
Just one episode. If you did it, you're the maestro here.
I know I'm the maestro, but if we all could do it, it's just basically going, yeah. Right? So let's all do it, and we'll have that. And Pony, you do it too, and Maddie, you too.
All right, stop the music.
Stop the music. Ready? One, two, three, go.
And one driver was laughing.
Oh, God. What a stupid show. So go ahead. What were you saying? I was too
I just say the way they shoot and lay the storylines for these racing teams and the interpersonal dynamics of two racers on a team hating each other or running into each other on the effing track because they both want pole position. It's effing gold, Jerry.
It's so dangerous. So
gold. Oh, my God. Yeah.
With that.
Next letter says, hey, guys. Hey, guys. Upon Mike's recommendation, I started watching Schitt's Greek. Thanks to episode one of season two, I will henceforth be calling enchiladas enchiladas. Catherine O'Hara is hilarious. Love the show. Thanks, JP from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I love her on that show. That show does not exist without her. It's fantastic.
Fruit wine.
Fruit wine. I'm Moira Rose. God, great character. I hold in my hand the last letter.
Hi-oh!
Greetings, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and various interns. Well, none around today. They're all back dealing with their quarantine.
They're not coming back either, which is crazy.
Yeah.
In 2013, I met a woman online.
Hmm.
When we met for the first time, I had two questions for her. Did she want to get married, and did she want kids? I wanted neither. She said she felt the same. Perfect. Now, in 2020, that woman, now my wife, and I wanted to announce that on March 12th, our daughter Stevie Jane will turn one. So much for the life plans. Yeah, I love this letter already. By the way, I have to say I would not trade either of them for anything. That's the way it goes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When she was born last year, I wanted to announce her birth to you all, but I was just too busy, so I just sang, "Welcome to my world." Sang that to her. There it is. Thank you for all that you do to entertain us. I wanted also to thank the TMOS fan club and other TMOS Facebook groups I belong to for always entertaining me on a daily basis. You all are crazy, and I dig that about you, man. That's it. That is all. Boy, that's the popular thing.
I love it, right?
All.
Right.
Michael Snook, great man, great fish, of Portland, Oregon. P.S. Wife's name excluded on purpose. She refuses to listen, so F her. Wow. All right. Well, enough of that. We get that occasionally. Take her to a live show.
Yes.
And let us go give her a really firm handshake. And she'll love us. That's
hugs all around.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to WDGH. This is Gowan, and I'm joined in studio with none other than the Pony Boy himself, Matt Bloom. Welcome, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we only have time for a couple questions. Is that okay?
I love this one.
Cool. So you're the senior producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that a job as fun as I'd imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You've been up in your presence quite a bit as of late, and the fans seem to really dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Given your impeccable timing and impressive vernacular, do you think your role will continue to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, we gotta wrap it up, but one more question. What's up with all those tentacles in anime?
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, folks. Pony Boy Matt Bloom. You can hear everything he has to say, and, well, hopefully more, on The Mike O'Mara Show.
That's great. I love that. Who's the author of that one?
I don't have an author for that one. That was a submission.
An anonymous submission
from some time ago, but I do love WDGH. Listen every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I sure hope Mike's phone doesn't ring.
Oh, God.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by KiwiCo. Kids are born innovators. They love exploring, learning, and creating. So why not inspire them to do just that? A KiwiCo subscription is the perfect way to nurture the budding explorer, engineer, or artist in your life. Michael loves his, and it's even fun for Dad, too, now.
Save some for Dad now.
KiwiCo creates. So I am not going to do a KiwiCo ad as Bing Crosby.
No, you should not. You shouldn't.
KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun! Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project with easy instructions, and it also has an educational magazine so the learning continues. Designed by experts and tested by kids, you're going to love it. KiwiCo, a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For our listeners, go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get your first month free on select crates. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS, and we thank you, everybody. Yeah, I mentioned Dirk. Yesterday was, I think I was in that kind of post-auction insecure world of mine, And so I was all over the place with Dirk and with Cappy. And Cappy reached out and left me a very, very nice voicemail. I texted back to her in a very nice way, and we are still loving Dubby. We always were. And you know, it was nice to reach out to her, and she said some very, very nice things, and she corroborated what you said, Oscar, which I thought was cool too. And I even played the voicemail for Carla because it was so nice. I said, you want to listen to somebody who's Cappy cuts through a lot of crap because she's very honest.
Let's just tell you what's what.
Her heart's on her sleeve, and I was gratified by hearing that. And you know, sometimes with me, I get a little ramped up with you know, in Cappy, the one thing that I've been frustrated, I'd like to see her at our live event. And I hope that happens at some point because I'd really like to see her out there in, you know, in one of our shows, wherever it may be. Mm-hmm. So as far as Dirk. Dirk would put a thread up and then that was basically
I must have missed it.
I saw that he had explained the buzz.
Was it passive aggressive?
I saw after the fact that he had taken it down.
He took it down because I guess the haters. It was a thread that the haters could jump on easily, you know, and slam me. And then he took it down.
You said happy birthday to Rob yesterday or on Monday. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're so loving. So Mike invited us to his house today. Yes, this is what we do.
Exactly.
We're family.
Well, it's just that I think that I get we're a small family, and I get wrapped up and do that, and you know, I mean, it's true.
Sometimes you gotta stir it up.
It's the thing. It's the thing.
It makes
the show
interesting. You know what? And this is what I had to take away. If feelings were hurt by me, I really didn't intend that to happen. And
sorry, you're so soft.
I you know, if that happened, I'm not sorry. I didn't mean anything by it.
No.
I usually apologize if I think I've done something really egregious.
Right. I don't think you've done anything wrong. Mm. You got some clarification. And I think the most important person out of that entire equation of people, let's talk about what Trip rules. We all know that,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Very funny guy.
Dirk is
very
a friend
funny,
of the show.
Very supportive.
And
very,
he rules
very
as well.
Right?
And
absolutely.
Cappy, you hadn't talked to in a while. Maybe this was the impetus for her to reach out and say, hey, like, Oscar's right.
Just a super kind. No, that's not exactly how it went.
Oh, no?
But it's but it was super kind.
But that's the direction the conversation went.
Oscar's right. Oscar's always right.
Oh, that's Mike. That's
Cappy left me a lovely voicemail saying, hi, Mike. F you, Oscar's always right.
That's the takeaway I got. As a matter of fact, I was instructed today, if we got to a topic, to laud you supremely. So if we get to the topic, I can't wait to tell everyone.
Can we talk about our movie, please?
Yeah, we can talk about our movie. Okay. All right, so this movie, last night, Oscar and I have a business call and going over the state of the finances.
Yeah, everybody's working.
Of the show, and you know, I won't bore you with those details. You know, maybe I could use a sound effect.
Yeah.
So
buy more bonus shows.
Yes, it's buy more bonus shows.
Gift the bonus.
Hey, sir, don't worry about the Nielsen ratings. Buy them a bonus show gift.
He'll love it. So at the end of that, and we have a very brief conversation, and
which is probably how you want it. Neither of you like being on the phone.
Oscar, I text Oscar, and Oscar called me back. And Oscar, now that you've seen the movie,
yes,
it's Uncut Gems, by the way,
yeah,
on pay-per-view, the Adam Sandler movie. And Oscar, as you will relate to this now, that the moment in the movie that you called me was when... I don't want to give a spoiler. I don't want to do a spoiler.
Is it when she when his
it was
his,
the
his,
moment
his girlfriend
of the movie.
Is in lingerie, or is it the end of the movie?
It's the end of the movie.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
You called me.
I'm so
you
sorry.
You called me when
yeah.
just
the
after
worst time.
That happened.
Thank you for even picking up.
It was, do you notice how quick and easy I was to deal with? Because I was just like going, okay, that's great. Thank you. Take care of that. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's great. Goodbye. This movie, Adam Sandler plays...
It was a pleasant call. It was.
Is the reason that it is so key, is it totally unexpected? Is it very intense?
Oh, God, Rob, I will tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I will tell you that you, too, will love it.
Really?
I believe he will. Am I right about that, Oscar? I think Rob will love this movie.
It is unpleasant.
It's very unpleasant.
Yeah, as am I.
It's very
you don't
dark.
Like unpleasant. Like,
no, I do though. I do.
You know, Rob likes a good movie. Rob
If you want to see Adam Sandler really trying to act...
Is it darker than Billy Madison?
It is so dark.
Okay.
But it is also...
It's a good sell job. I like that.
It's credible.
It is credible. Especially if you know gambling. If you know gambling...
And also, Sandler is a good actor. If you go back to the movie Spanglish, he's a good actor. He sells himself short.
I agree.
Yeah.
Another reason you will love it, it's very Jewish. You will enjoy that part of it.
Mazel tov.
And I think that... And so it's great. Look, I don't know whether he got ripped off or not. Not getting an Oscar nod for that. It really is Adam Sandler being Adam Sandler.
I joke because I don't know what it's like to have... You know what? This is what I equate it to. Men that are wealthy and captains of enterprise, after they have everything, then they run for president. And you're like, oh, is this like a benevolent move or...
And then they win an American Samoa?
Or do you want power?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A guy like Sandler who owns Hollywood, like he's on the production side, he makes movies that are so successful he can buy Maseratis for his cast members, all of that. He still yearns for the acceptance of the Academy.
But you know what? He handled it so well when he won the award. Are they the American Spirit Awards? The one that are before, right before the Oscars. When he came out and basically flipped off the Oscars.
Yeah.
And he did that so well.
Yeah, but you can. Right. It's basically getting a Razzie in my eyes. You can't compare that to an Academy Award.
No, and I don't know. I'm not prepared to say he might not have deserved a nod. Because it was such a departure.
Those teeth were so distracting.
Yeah, but at the same time, it is Adam Sandler is kind of playing Adam Sandler.
He is.
You know what I mean? It's kind of that.
But many actors have done that throughout Hollywood history. If they're good at it, that's what they do. Jimmy Stewart pretty much always played Jimmy Stewart.
Brad Pitt did play a Hollywood hunk, which who he is at the root.
Yeah, not really a stretch.
In Once Upon a Time in America, in Hollywood. But this movie, I've watched two movies in a row. I've watched the Spencer, Get Spencer or whatever, the Mark Wahlberg Netflix movie, which is great. And then I've watched Uncut Gems, which is another terrific movie. Just very interesting. I was annoyed with all the yelling.
And you probably are better than I'm sure someone's like done a smash cut on YouTube about this. There's so much yelling.
Gems?
At every turn. There is a level of tension and I would say anticipation.
A little bit. My stomach was in knots watching that whole movie at every effing turn.
Because just when you think this guy is like even Steven, you're like, oh, whoa, no. He can't take it.
It's the degenerate gambler. I mean, that's really what it is. And it just can't. You know, it's a horrible... I don't like calling it a disease, but a lot of people do.
It's just a horrible addiction.
Mike, it's an addiction.
Mike, we do gambling websites all the time, right? As sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It can be a fun distraction.
Yeah, at a certain level. Yes. Absolutely.
A fun distraction.
And what I sensed, and really we're not giving a spoiler alert.
No.
When Adam Sandler plays a sports gambling addict,
right?
When you gamble that kind of money, the kind of money he gambles for a sporting event, I felt like uneasy watching him watch these because you are, it's life and death,
sure.
It's crazy, but if you want to watch a movie that's going to take you away, Oscar started it too late. What time did you get home from? Were you taping last night?
Yeah, I got home at like 11.
So I'm guessing it's not the kind of movie you can turn off halfway through.
My wife drops a bomb on me. That's not necessarily.
Is this the family bomb?
Yeah, the family bomb. Right.
Hold that thought. We got to take a break. When we come back,
I finished this movie. I looked at the clock and I said, 4 hours is good enough. Sleep.
Yeah. We'll take a break and find out.
Worth the rental, though.
A little Shannon problem.
An update on the Michael Merritt.
Hey, it's Angie with an all-new Oh My Golf show, and we're welcoming the month of March from a brewery where we share a cold one with Sam LeBlanc. He's talking beer and the legacy of his grandfather, George H.W. Bush. Plus, wait till you see what I won at my kids' school auction. All I'm going to say, it involves a cage for humans. And break out the tissues for a story about a baby that's going to warm your heart. All the feels this week on the Oh My Golf show. Subscribe now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, we don't have the Irish thing anymore?
Well, I'm alternating. I've got the dry cut for you in the audio vault per your request. I wouldn't let you down.
Ah, fantastico. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. I want to discuss brassieres.
Yeah,
baby. Third Love's bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they also know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know that breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Did you know that? Hmm. They teach you that here? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip and no-itch tagless labels and super-thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves hers. You're going to love yours, too, your wonderful Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So, right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now.
Now is good.
To find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. All right, so Oscar came in today. And
hot.
Yeah.
The way I understand this is that Shannon has done something to rock the boat with your sister, Tatiana, who is the really the unofficial matriarch of your family.
For you Godfather fans out there.
She's the Don Corleone.
Yeah, so she's Don Corleone. Okay. Right? But this is, she's Al Pacino, like, and Godfather 2, where basically you've got the papa, which is, and the mom over in Italy in quarantine. And you've got what I would say Al Pacino at his best. And he runs the family.
She's taking care. She's taken over the reins from your mom and dad.
Yes.
She is now running the family.
Yes.
Right.
I get it.
Absolutely.
Mom is at home carrying a bag of oranges.
So exactly. Why do they have to be oranges?
Because that's from the movie.
Oh. That's when he dies.
I'm sorry.
It was not racial. It was a Hollywood. Racial. No, not at all.
I can do it really quick.
Okay, please.
And also, he's carrying a bag of oranges when he's shot. Oranges are symbolic in that movie.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mr. Cinema.
Right. I love this guy. Wow.
Citrus.
All right.
So
they're different, you know, just like Hope and Cross.
That's right.
My family for some time. My sister owns a condo here in DC. And my wife and I have been running the condo for some time. By running it, it's just like...
I did not know that.
Yeah, something goes on, sometimes we want to run over real quick, take care of it, or send a handyman there, right?
Does she sublet it, or does she just have it?
No, she rents it out.
Okay, that's okay, very good.
It's an investment property.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
And I've been pretty busy here for the last, I would say, 2 years, two and a half years, going on into our third year of our current establishment in the rise of Podcast Village. And it's an opportune time for a renter who's been there for years to leave and then find a new person to lease the condo. And we had already gone and took care of some stuff where we had our handyman come and update the condo, like put a new recessed lighting in,
right.
All that stuff.
I'm in the middle of doing that myself.
Okay, so you know this. And we don't – like we come out of pocket for things sometimes. Like I'm not charging my sister $80 for like the handyman to come out. Like we don't spend any – like I spend our own money to help her out, not to burden her with S.
Does a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's all even Steven in my eyes. Like I don't need to do that. I'm not going to penny pinch you or whatever. For the past 2 weeks, I've been getting this passive aggressive from my mom and my sister about this condo. And I'm like, look – I'm sorry that like no one's rented it out yet. Like I'm sorry that the ad is not like where it needs to be perfectly. I think I had this talk with my mom on Friday night again, where my mom was yelling at me about my dad not coming back from Bolivia and her being worried about him, all this stuff that you don't have to deal with, but you deal with.
Right.
And she mentions the condo, and I'm like, what is up with this condo thing? We've been running this thing for 3 years. I take 2 weeks off from figuring something out, and you're up my butt about it, right? And I didn't say it like that. I said it in a much more respectful way to my mom. And
perhaps that's best.
Yes. So my sister calls. I'm getting home from Bode. And she goes, oh, I didn't realize it's 11:15 at night. She doesn't care. She just doesn't care. It's not that she doesn't realize. She doesn't care.
Your sister doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care. But that's fine.
Because her hours is a doctor. It's
my older sister, and she's on the West Coast.
Right. Oh, okay. So
she's got a three-hour difference, right? So she's doing her living
her life. She knows you're up. You're not
current. Yeah, I'm up.
She knows that. Right.
I'm like, look, if this is about the condo, I just got home. I got to watch this movie for work, which sounds asinine, but we're going to watch this movie for work. And by we, it's me. Can I deal with this tomorrow? I'll take care of the ad for the condo. And she says, well, I don't want to burden you guys. And I'm like, what are you talking about burden? I just said I'll take care of it tomorrow. And she says, well, I know. I just don't want to put you out. And I'm like.
You're sensing something else
is
there.
I said, yeah. I said, what's going on? Spit it out. Like, is there something I'm missing? She goes, well, I've been asking her to call me. And she's been very like passive aggressive in her text back to me. And I said, hold on a sec. And I mute the phone and I look at her and I said, hands up, like any husband does to their wife. Like, any help?
Yep.
Can I get some input here, intel, so I don't go off the rails?
She looks like you're juggling glass globes. Yeah.
Does she hear the passive aggressive comment?
Oh, great. Yeah. She hears everything.
So she hears what your sister's saying.
Yeah. Because she called Shannon. And her phone was up, and I picked it up, right?
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, what's up? Like, I guess I missed your call. I'm sorry. I just got home from my third job. And she's like, Shannon, look, not for nothing. I love you. I'm not asking you for much, but you've been completely rude to me via text, and I just want to take
this
off your plate.
Sister says this to Shannon?
And she goes, we just don't stand for this in this family. I don't need your help. We're okay. Hangs up. And I'm like, what is going
on? Wait. To backtrack.
Yes.
Wow.
So what happened?
Because as a husband, I'm going to back up my wife, right? Right away. As a husband, somebody calls you and is like,
so she says Shannon's texts have been a little passive
aggressive. Yes.
Then what happens?
And then I look at my wife. My wife isn't saying anything to me. She's caught like a deer in headlights.
Just staring.
And
then
I know
what
my wife enough. If she's not defending herself, there's an effing problem.
Wrong. Right, right.
So maybe she has sent nasty texts.
Or she doesn't she doesn't remember. I don't know. I don't know any of this.
And then your sister says,
and
what?
I said, I'm picking off mute. I was like, look, I don't know what's going on here. I've been trying to call you for the last 5 days. I've left you messages to address the situation. I don't not want to do this. What am I missing? And she's like, well, Shannon's text has basically told me that she doesn't have time to do this. I don't want to burden you guys. I was actually calling Shannon to let her know I got this taken care of, but I do not appreciate the way that she's been texting back to me.
Oh, wow. Family rift.
Right? So then I'm like,
wow. So anything else?
So she hangs up, and I said, what happened? I'm like, come on. Do you think this is the only thing I want? Do you think I want to deal? We just saw them in Los Angeles. Do you think I want to deal with this right now? I said, if I ask you to show me there's a thread I'm not on. I don't know what the story is because I usually am looped into
she
all
the show you the text.
She's like, I don't know. I told her I gave her all the login credentials. So I go back to the text and my sister writes a wall of, can you please call me? Can you please call me? Can you like that in that like a whole explanation, a methodical. These are the details I'm hoping you can help me with. Can you please call me if you have time? Can you do this? And my wife, because sometimes she gets on autopilot and it's just like, and she doesn't mean anything mean about it or bad. She's just like sending beep, 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 boop, beep. And text is the worst way to communicate.
Sending what?
She sends the automatic, sorry, can't talk right now. Like the responses. The pre-programmed
ones?
That tell you to get the F out of my life.
Oh, those suck. That's not cool.
And I said, Shannon, the sorry I can't talk right now is what you send to your effing enemies.
Yeah.
Like that's like you have to have a softer touch with my family, especially.
All right. Like, how did it end?
So I looked down, I said, let me play this out for you. So I read my sister's text. Sorry, I can't talk right now. My sister comes back with another wall of text. This has been going on for 10, almost 11 days. I'm sorry, I can't talk right now.
And Shannon's sending back the, which basically means she put her on a response thread where she sends the auto response.
Yeah, the auto response.
So she does that.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Backburnered. That's pretty, definitely backburnered.
And I'm like, okay, do you see how somebody that you love and care about is getting a lot of sorry I can't talk right nows? And then by
how
the
many,
way.
How many? Just conservatively, how many?
Three.
How many?
Three, and then this is the coup d'etat. My sister finally says, I can tell you're really busy. I just need you to call me right now real quick. So if you have a time, if maybe today, whatever window you have, 5 minutes, like begging her, saying, please just give me a moment of your time. And my wonderful wife, because she's trying to be efficient, instead of stopping everything, saying, I need to take an emergency call to clear this up, or reading that thread that says, if you don't have time for me, please just let me know.
Right.
I'm going to get out of your way. She says, here are the login credentials to your listing account.
So does not call.
Just writes, here are the login credentials to your listing account.
But curtly tries to put it to an end.
How do they get along normally?
Great. She's her biggest advocate. I told Shannon yesterday, I said, Shannon, we might not be married if it weren't for my sister. I was like, you should be kissing that ring on regular times.
What was Shannon's response to this?
She was mortified.
That it came across that way.
I said.
She just kind of missed it.
She missed it. I said, do not have this blind spot. You cannot have this blind spot with your family. I mean, with my family, especially. You can have this blind spot with your family, but not my family.
Did she reach out?
Oh, she stalker called my sister. She called the house. No one answered. That's what my sister will do now. She'll put you on ice. That's just what happens.
So now we still got no contact.
No resolution.
Update tomorrow. Yeah. That's good for the show. Fantastic. Sorry, but that's what we'll do. Yeah. We'll follow. Maybe some resolution today.
I hope so, man, because this is not somewhere in my life that I've set myself up for.
You might have to back channel it through the husband.
Do you think any husband or wife ever wants to deal with this?
It was sure interesting, though. We'll take a break and come back. Good luck to her and good luck to you. I hope it gets worked out.
Good luck to everybody.
I'm going to need it.
Good luck to everybody. And please wash your hands. We'll be back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, St. Paddy's Day is on the way, and you got a list of things you got to get. Corned beef and cabbage, check. Carrots and potatoes, check. Rye bread and mustard, check. Beer, check, check, check. Now there's one thing missing off that list, and that's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an hour of uncensored, unfiltered fun that's even better than your mother's Irish soda bread. So head over to the MikeO'MaraShow.com right now. Click on the Bonus Show banner. Now let's head back to the pot of gold that's at the end of our rainbow, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Pauly Rod, to those sound effects. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Times are bad, people.
Bad,
they are.
Bad.
Bleach is now more expensive than gasoline. Greedy poachers are killing the rare white giraffe. I don't know if you heard about that. They're taping Jeopardy in quarantine. They've canceled the New York Auto Show. This is madness!
Madness, Oscar.
Is there anything left to believe in? Oscar, Rob, anything?
Anything?
The answer is a resounding yes. We have Zappos.
Yay!
Oh, thank God.
Yay!
If you want to wear it, Zappos has it, and you don't need to leave the relative safety of your home. Nice. This is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite. By the way, they should lock up the white giraffes in the Jeopardy studio. Win-win. Am I right, ladies?
Yes.
News.
Boo.
Get on my plane. A fake BBC News Twitter account posted a false claim about Daniel Radcliffe. Hello, Harry Potter. They posted about him having tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
Since everyone is in a corona frenzy and everyone loves Harry Potter, the rumors spread like wildfire without anyone actually looking into the source. Reporters for the New York Times and Politico.com even fell for it. But Daniel's rep simply said, not true. The account was called BBC News Tonight, and it might have looked legit, but it only had 125 followers,
yes,
which should have been a red flag. Mm-hmm. Twitter has suspended the account for platform manipulation. Ooh, I love that.
Radcliffe is safe because he was wearing a cloak of purity.
What's that game they play when they fly around?
Quidditch.
Meanwhile, Chumley from Pawn Stars. One of you guys watches that show, right?
I watched it.
Chumley was recently hospitalized with severe stomach pain and difficulty breathing. He said he probably got the coronavirus, but he didn't. Test came back negative. Chumley.
Publicity
stunt. He told fans that he thinks he just, quote, needs to poop. Thanks, Chumley. I appreciate that.
Well, he's
that.
A classy guy and a healthy-looking guy. I'm surprised.
Pure class. Opening day for Major League Baseball, 2 weeks away, and ESPN posted its annual list of the top 100 players. I'll give you five. How's that? Okay. Number one, Mike Trout, the LA Angels. He's been the top player for several years. Gerrit Cole, he jumped from 30th last year when he pitched for the high sign-stealing Houston Astros.
Yes.
Now he's with the New York Yankees. Of course he is. He's number two. Jacob DeGrom of the New York Mets. I don't know much about him because I don't follow the Mets. Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers. Superstar. And new L.A. Dodger, Mookie Betts. Got traded from the Boston Red Sox to the L.A. Dodgers, and he's number five. S.A.D. Red Sox. Effing your fans over. Thank you.
Did Ron Say make the top 10?
No, unfortunately, he was right behind Steve Garvey.
Damn it. Both
all
great.
Right. Corey Feldman. We talk about Corey occasionally.
Yeah.
He has finally released his documentary, My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys. And perhaps not surprisingly, the expose was more fanfare than substance. For starters, viewers had to pay $20 to watch the movie online. But it was plagued with technical issues.
What? Really?
Feldman blamed the problems on hackers who were part of the so-called Wolf Pack, which was trying to stop the release. But according to reports, there's no new information in the documentary, and the people Corey names were all people there that have been previously named, including Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
In the movie, Feldman claims that Charlie raped Corey Haim during the filming of Lucas when Charlie was 19 and Haim was just 13. The National Enquirer made a similar accusation in 2017. Sheen denied it then, and he's denying it now. His rep said, quote, "These sick, twisted, and outlandish allegations never occurred, period. I would urge everyone to consider the source and read what his mother, Corey Haim's mother, Judy Haim, had to say." Judy has said that she does not believe Charlie ever molested her son. Quote, "My son never mentioned Charlie. We never talked about Charlie. It's all made up. If my son was alive to hear all of this, he would throw up."
Wow.
And then Corey disses the mother, too. So
that's nice.
You know, the moral of the story, get your kids into show business early, people.
Yep.
That's what you should do.
Lucas, a great film.
Lucas is not a bad movie.
I love Lucas.
Billie Eilish loves to wear baggy clothes because she doesn't want to be sexualized, but she kicked off her world tour in Miami on Monday by stripping down to just her bra, and it was all to make a statement about body shaming. Here's how it went down. A pre-recorded video played on a big screen, along with a two-minute spoken word monologue about how she constantly feels judged. And she slowly removed layers of clothing in the video, first her hoodie, then her shirt. The monologue included the line, "If what I wear is comfortable, I am not a woman. If I shed the layers, I am a slut. Though you've never seen my body, you still judge it. If you want to hear the full speech," a bunch of fans posted videos online. So she's out there doing that.
I think that her fashion sense is so, it's like to the extreme of comfort.
Yep.
That's what, I guess most people, what I've seen talk about. So I don't think they've been shaming her. It's just more like she's got her own fashion sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I did watch the spoken word performance, and I got to tell you that, like, it's probably empowering to a lot of people out there, whether you're on one spectrum or the other of your body. So for someone to be so, I guess, enlightened at that age was pretty impressive.
And I watched it as well, and I thought it was amazing because it was so out of character for her.
Yeah.
She'd set a stage for almost a year of not doing anything like that. So when she does it, it
gives her power for good.
A lot of power.
I didn't have time to see it. I was watching another video on stage. Bella Hadid.
Oh.
Sorry about that. I'm so sorry.
Both great.
Terrible. If this is the end of handshakes, what should replace it? Here are the results of a new survey that asked people about other physical greetings they'd be willing to use. Number one, a wave, 62%. That would be, by the way, my preference, like forever.
That would be fine. Number two, a nod, 55%. A nod sometimes doesn't get the the communication across.
Yeah, right.
Number three, bumping elbows, 25%.
I did bumping elbows for the very first time. It was so awkward.
It's very awkward.
And, this is what the height ratio is tough because if you don't have mobility, you got to go like all the way into the elbow, and it's really awkward.
Yeah. Here's number four. This is a good one. Bowing.
Bowing.
I think bowing would
work. The Japanese
would
have had it right for hundreds of years.
Yeah. Bow. Yep. You don't have to touch people.
Bow to your sensei.
And number five, bowing.
Bowing is nice.
Bowing, bowing works. How would that sound again, Rob? I'm just kind of curious.
Bow to your sensei.
Well, what I've done around the office hasn't picked up any popularity. I've been curtsying.
How about tapping feet? That's number five.
Oh, also feet, great. Also great.
Oh, that's tough.
I like bowing. I really
in the restroom. That's even different.
And now a little something. Around 2:45 a.m. on Sunday, police in Oxford, Ohio, found a young couple in the stairwell of their police headquarters making out.
Oh no!
Why were they there? Well, they said they thought it was the stairwell of a dormitory. Apparently, the woman was visiting her friend at Miami University of Ohio and tried to bring the guy back to her friend's dorm, but she confused it with a police station that was several blocks away. They both smelled like alcohol, and when the cops asked for ID, both of them gave fake IDs.
Okay.
They were both charged with disorderly conduct, and they were taken to actual dorms. They are now back to not attending class this week. So thank you very much. Good luck to them. Speaking of college students.
Yes.
When are we going to have her on the show? Tomorrow?
She'll be in tomorrow. Julia's coming in to hang out at the Village. I can't wait.
Julia Spiewak will be here to tell us all about her college life and her coronavirus scare. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Michael O'Mara Show.
Hey, Allison, did you know that you can ask your Amazon Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show?
Seriously? That's awesome. What do I have to say?
It's simple. Just say, Alexa, please, 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 with a cherry on top, I'm begging you, please play the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now playing the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, did you have to sound that desperate, though?
Oh, I didn't think it sounded desperate.
I thought it was quite polite, sweet even.
Alexa, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
My creator Jeff for a while, but I'm single now, hot stuff.
What is this even a commercial for?
To tell our listeners that the Mike O'Mara Show is just an Alexa ask away. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
All right, how do you want me to do this, Maestro?
Just read it straight. It's what it is. It's good business sense.
There is not enough time in the day. Time is finite. Time is limited. Mm. And time is fleeting.
Yes.
Don't you wish there was a way you could get more than 60 minutes out of every hour? Well, you can. Huh? Yes, Bruce. Just buy the TMOS bonus hour and listen to it at 1.5 speed in your TMOS app. You get a full hour of bonus show content on only and you'll do it in only 40 minutes. That leaves you with a full 20 minutes of profit. So say you earn $15 an hour. We just made you $5.
Right.
Therefore, every time you listen to the TMOS bonus hour, you are making a sizey profit.
It's true.
Oh, look at that.
Frankly, you can't afford not to buy the TMOS bonus hour. Please buy the bonus show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the bonus banner, and it's off to the races. It's your passport to the Assport.
Assport.
Yeah.
The TMOS bonus show, because you'll save more than time. You'll be saving yourself from a fate worse than death. Bankruptcy. Oh, the shame. The shame of it. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, March 11, 2020. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, request-o-matic. Yesterday, you wanted to hear Angie Goff, who works here at Podcast Village, and does the Oh My Goff podcast, try to say the phrase... the phrase is real time. She wanted to say it with an Irish accent.
Well, she wants an Irish brogue. She's trying to go for the Irish brogue.
And she take a few stabs at it, and this is the actual promo session.
Plus, Irish dancing in real time. 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 Subscribe now to the Oh My Golf Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
All right.
Is that how you say it, though? Did I say it right? Real time.
Oh,
real
she
time.
Got it.
Real time.
She eventually right. got there. Okay. She's an Anglophile, so she tends to lean towards British because she loves the royalty.
I can teach Oscar.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So, you know, Oscar, what you're going to say with an Irish brogue mm-hmm. is, I got into a fight.
Okay.
That's what you're going to say. This okay. is how you do it. Every time when you say I, you mm-hmm. don't say I, you say O-Y.
Okay.
Like oy vey, okay. oy vey. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then when you say fight, you don't say fight. You put the O-Y sound in there.
Okay.
So it's O-Y. So instead yeah. of fight, it's foit.
Okay.
So you say oy got into, all right, so try it. One, two, three, go.
Oy got into a foit.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Perfect.
That's how easy it was yeah. right there. Thank you very much. A Dialect 101 with Mike O'Mara.
Mike Wolf Blitzer almost Steve Harvey'd it last night. Almost.
Really?
But he caught
really?
Himself. Caught himself.
Wow.
This is, you know, live TV is tricky, and Wolf Blitzer has had his share of missteps. This is not smooth. He's talking about the winner of the Mississippi primary last night.
And we have our first projection of the night. Bernie Sanders. Not happening right now. Joe Biden, is the winner of the Mississippi primary. Joe Biden carries Mississippi. There we have it, right there. You can see it. Maybe you can't see it. We'll fix that technical problem.
Dude, your network teases starting at 3:00 in the afternoon.
Breaking news.
They tease for your projection that your projection is the culmination of all of the field workers and everybody. Wolf, I'm sorry. You can't punt those.
No.
You got to be more
no,
careful. And by the way, you know, the arguing continues a little bit between Biden and Sanders camps, but the presumptive nominee now is Joe Biden.
I think from the beginning,
it's one of the great political comments.
We've always been Biden guys from the beginning, right? Where it was like, hey, Biden's
maybe,
probably the guy.
I think maybe Democrats have been Biden people.
Yeah.
I really do. I think here's how I feel about it. I didn't even watch it last night until the very end. I turned it on after the movie because I'm in a state of relaxation.
Right.
Yeah. And I haven't felt relaxed about politics for a long time. Mm-hmm. Because, by the way, the initial debates and the warfare in the Democratic Party did not give anyone any peace. Now people are feeling, I think, a little peaceful. They're coming out in droves to vote for Biden in their little primaries here. But it's going to be interesting to see what Bernie does.
Have you had a chance on Hulu to watch the four-hour Hillary Clinton documentary?
Dropped last week, right?
I watched it this past weekend.
Yeah, I heard it was fantastic.
Yes.
Would you recommend it?
I would recommend it.
Ooh, Bill is pretty forthcoming, isn't he?
Oh, just hearing him talk in a manner that I was like, this took forever to actually, you know, acquiesce and be self- I guess self-aware enough to know that you hurt a lot of people doing this with what mm-hmm. you did in the White House.
Yeah, the Monica
stuff. The Monica Lewinsky affair.
Ooh.
Like to hear him talk about that the way he does, and then to also see Hillary kind of get, and she's had time to process as well, so you know, you're getting what you get. But they chronicled that entire 2016 campaign up until the end where you see the ups and downs of that campaign. This is what the documentary's about and how that Javits Center night turned into a night we'll all never forget.
Crying tears. I remember that very well. Very well. Well, sort of, up until about halfway through the bottle of that great Irish whiskey a listener sent me. All right, go ahead.
Okay, we're up against the clock, so Oscar, I won't play the clip, but I will say this. Peter proposed to Hannah Ann in the finale last night of The Bachelor, and they were reunited a month later, and he said, no.
Yeah, just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
Just kidding.
So I guess she does not get to have sex in the windmill? Is that how it works out?
No, but who knows about Peter? Some listen to the thing.
He's dating Madison, right? Is that who he's dating, Maddie? Is that the name?
I don't know, Rob. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
Network television.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm so angry.
Damn.
Network television. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, buddy's even worse.
Well, when did it air?
Last night.
On national television.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm, you know,
your burgers, every time, she's like, please, no. Give me a heads up if you're going to say something. Please.
Got to stay on top of it. Sorry. But here's one thing. While we're doing it, Mike, I should say this. Peter the Bachelor's mother does not like the new girl at all.
Really? Yeah. I don't watch, so no, I am. No. But I can. No. So is there? What's the normal spoiler window for the Bachelor? Do we have?
I would say the next day is pretty safe if it's on national television.
Yeah, but the protocol is to warn. Poor Maddie Masiello, that something's coming.
Maddie, you're a live watcher, though.
Well, usually, but the past few weeks, I've just been catching up the next day because I don't have cable.
I see.
So well, I have to watch it on Hulu the next day.
Oh, and the cat broke the TV, too.
And yeah. Maddie, yeah. Is this one of your top five shows that you watch?
I would say top three.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, Rob, you got some work to do. I'm terribly sorry.
I guess apologize. I
have to,
you know,
hit the music now. Yeah, that's the way we have to do
what
that.
We're going
to
do.
Fences to sorry men. About it.
Yeah. I might be wrong, Maddie. I don't know. I got it off a rumor site.
Sure.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Tomorrow, Julia Spiewak will drop
in
by.
Studio.
And our chance to talk to young people. I sure enjoy that. I really do. That'll be fun. And more fun and more thrills. We still, speaking of Maddie, have to talk about the Maddie controversy.
Yes.
That we never got to. Mm. And the robot baby from your other kid.
Yeah, he's very strong.
Lots coming up. We'll do that for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, and the very angry Maddie Masiello. It's Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you to smithereens.
Attention, everyone. Attention, please. Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.